Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now!
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, September 16th, 2022. I'm Rick Barrett, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk live from the Texas Crusade Channel studio in Central Texas. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For 10 years now, Mike Church Show listeners have been getting the best deals in the USA on a new or used Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Elon Musk accuses Twitter of security lapses in court filing. Disney CEO Bob Chapek says ESPN will never take bets. Adderall shortage worsens as people without drug not able to focus. U.S. Army suggests troops get food stamps if struggling with high inflation. Is Joe Biden rising in the polls? Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Joe Biden's popularity improved from his lowest point this summer. However, concerns about his handling of the economy persist, according to a poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Support for Joe Biden recovered from a low of 36% in July to 45%, driven in large part by a rebound in support from Democrats just 2 months before the November midterm elections. Joe Biden's approval rating remains underwater, with 53% of U.S. adults disapproving of him, and the economy continues to be a weakness for Joe Biden. Just 38% approve of his economic leadership as the country faces stubbornly high inflation, and Republicans try to make household finances the axis of the upcoming vote. Republican voters should be aware that Democrat voters will come home and vote for Democrats come the midterm elections. That is something that Republicans have not been facing up to, and they are thinking that perhaps Democrats will en masse abandon Joe Biden. And the truth is, no matter how displeased they are with Joe Biden, they will be more displeased if their party does not win. So Republicans who are politicians and voters should go forward with that knowledge. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Reuters is reporting that billionaire Elon Musk accused Twitter of fraud by concealing serious flaws in the social media company's data security, which the entrepreneur said should allow him to end his $44 billion deal for the company. Musk, the world's richest person, amended his previously filed lawsuit by adopting allegations by a Twitter whistleblower who told Congress on Tuesday of meddling on the influential social media platform by foreign agents. The chief executive of electric vehicle maker Tesla also alleged that Twitter hid from him that it was not complying with a 2011 agreement with the Federal Trade Commission regarding user data. Twitter's lawyers have said in court that the whistleblower claim that Musk folded into his case were either not grounds for terminating the deal or failed to meet the standard of fraud. Disney chief executive Bob Chapek said Thursday that the company's sports network ESPN is looking for a partner to help it step into sports gambling, according to CNBC.com. Quote, "We at ESPN have the ability to do that. Now we're going to need a partner to do that because we're never going to be a book. That's never in the cards for the Walt Disney Company," unquote. Chapek told CNBC's David Faber in an exclusive interview. Quote, "But at the same time, to be able to partner with a well-respected third party can do that for us," unquote. The comments came after activist investor Daniel Loeb's Third Point recently took a new stake in Disney during the second quarter, valued at about $1 billion, or 0.4% of the company. Sports betting was at the core of Loeb's earlier push to spin off ESPN. Our quote of the day, "The Bible tells us to love our neighbors and to love our enemies. Probably because, generally, they are the same people." G.K. Chesterton. Our saint of the day was the daughter of King Edgar of England.
This is a pixel.
I'm Groot.
Now, if you put a couple of million of these dudes together, you can make a sentence on an LED screen. Put a couple billion of them together, and you can make a whole page. Put 160 billion of them together, and you've got Nina Gaynor's A Garden for Merry Children's book. But It doesn't smell like a book. And it'll burn teeny little holes in your kid's teeny little corneas. So is the Pixel really their friend?
I'm Groot.
That's right, Groot. No. But the Founders Trading Post is their friend. And we have actual books with actual kind of kid smelly pages. And pictures, because kids lack in pictures. Plus, our little bookstore has everything the kids' parents expect.
I'm Groot.
Yep, we got the Beast and Butt Rubs, but nope, there is no Hell and Ready played here.
Pick up a copy of Garden for Mary, plus dozens of other Catholic children's books titles at shop.mychurch.com.
Saint Edith was the daughter of King Edgar of England. Her mother was also a saint, Saint Wilfrida. Saint Edith was dedicated to God from her earliest years and became a nun when she was 14. Adderall, the widely used drug for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is experiencing a shortage across the U.S., according to interviews with patients, as well as major pharmaceutical chains that carry the pills. Bloomberg spoke to half a dozen patients in states including California, Indiana, and Michigan, who said that they called or went into a CVS or Walgreens pharmacies in August or September and were told the medicines were out of stock. In some cases, patients were told they may have to wait more than a week to get their medication, which is supposed to be taken every day. The disruptions have occurred at a time of record high demand driven by an increase in ADHD diagnosis. During the COVID pandemic, the federal government also made it easier to get it prescribed through telehealth appointments, which removed barriers to access and also made possible the growth of online startups that connect patients with prescribers. As the Biden regime celebrates the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, U.S. Army guidance quietly released last month says troops and their families can sign up for food stamps if they are struggling financially due to inflation. The guidance from Sergeant Major of the Army Michael Grinston states that, quote, service members and their families may be eligible, unquote, for SNAP and provides information on how to apply. The SNAP program provides benefits for low-income families to purchase food. The recommendation is part of the Army's Financial Readiness Program. In addition to food stamps, the Army also recommends troops take advantage of the government's Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Send your news tips to Janet at CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day long and the best live talk radio anywhere. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Rick Barrett for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.